Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Last American President by Tom Hartmann frames contemporary U.S. politics as an inflection point where democracy, economic security, and the rule of law face interlocking stresses. Hartmann, known for connecting history, media, and political economy, uses the book to argue that today's crisis is not a sudden rupture, but the culmination of long-running trends, the concentration of wealth, the capture of institutions by powerful interests, and the normalization of political tactics that weaken trust in elections and governance. The subtitle signals three focal lenses: a flawed leader figure as symptom and accelerant, a party structure that rewards corruption and extremism, and an international environment increasingly shaped by authoritarian resurgence, geopolitical volatility, and climate-driven instability. Rather than treating politics as a personality drama, the book emphasizes systems, incentives, and narratives that shape public behavior. It is designed for readers who want a big-picture interpretation of how the United States arrived at this moment and what is at stake if democratic guardrails fail. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, democratic guardrails under pressure. A central theme is the fragility of democratic norms when political actors treat institutions as tools for power rather than shared civic infrastructure. The book highlights how elections, courts, legislatures, and enforcement agencies can be pushed toward partisan loyalty tests, creating a feedback loop where outcomes are judged legitimate only when they favor one side. Hartmann's approach is to show that democratic backsliding rarely arrives as a single coup-like event. It often comes through incremental changes that look procedural, such as reshaping oversight, narrowing access to voting, politicizing administrative roles, and attacking the credibility of independent journalism. As these tactics become routine, citizens may grow cynical and disengaged, which further lowers the cost of norm breaking. The discussion also emphasizes how misinformation and media fragmentation can erode a shared sense of reality, making compromise and accountability harder. In this framework, the danger is not only an individual leader's behavior, but a broader culture of impunity where losing is treated as unacceptable and governing becomes a permanent campaign. The topic ultimately asks readers to consider what guardrails are essential for democracy and how quickly they can weaken when incentives reward confrontation over constitutional restraint. Secondly, corruption as a political business model. Another major topic is the idea that corruption is not merely a collection of scandals, but a durable business model that can be embedded in party structures and fundraising ecosystems. Hartmann focuses on the ways money shapes policy priorities, candidate selection, and legislative outcomes, arguing that when political survival depends on large donors, dark money networks, and influence industries, public interest solutions become harder to pass. The book explores how regulatory capture can make agencies less effective, how revolving door career paths can align officials with corporate power, and how selective enforcement can create the perception that elites live by different rules. It also connects corruption to polarization. If a party can sustain loyalty through identity and grievance, it may be able to defend ethically compromised leaders while dismissing oversight as persecution. The result is a system where accountability mechanisms are weakened, and public frustration is redirected away from structural problems and toward scapegoats. In practical terms, this topic helps readers understand why obvious policy needs such as healthcare affordability, worker bargaining power, and tax fairness often stall, even when popular. The argument suggests that reform requires more than replacing personalities. It demands rebuilding incentives through transparency, stronger ethics rules, campaign finance changes, and civic expectations that treat integrity as non-negotiable. Thirdly, the psychology of strongman politics. The subtitle's focus on a broken man points to a broader analysis of leadership style and the public appetite for strongman narratives. Hartmann treats the leader figure as both a product of a media environment and a catalyst who can intensify institutional stress. This topic examines how charisma, grievance, and performative dominance can substitute for competence in policy, especially in an era where outrage is rewarded with attention. The book links personal dysfunction to political risk by describing how impulsivity, vindictiveness, and a need for loyalty can turn government into a vehicle for settling scores and protecting self-interest. At the same time, it explores why segments of the electorate may find such leadership appealing. Feelings of status loss, economic insecurity, cultural change, and distrust of experts can make simplistic promises and enemy-focused messaging emotionally satisfying. Hartmann's broader point is that strongman politics thrives when citizens feel unheard and when institutions appear captured by elites. In that climate, democratic procedures can be framed as obstacles to getting things done, and the press or courts can be portrayed as enemies. The value of this topic is that it pushes readers to see authoritarian temptation as a social dynamic, not merely a character flaw. Understanding the psychology of loyalty, fear, and identity becomes essential to resisting political manipulation. Fourthly, economic inequality and the hollowing of the middle class. Hartman is widely associated with critiques of plutocracy and historical comparisons to earlier eras of concentrated wealth. And this book continues that thread by tying economic inequality to democratic vulnerability. The topic outlines how decades of wage stagnation, weakened labor power, rising costs for housing and healthcare, and tax policies favoring capital can create a sense that the system is rigged. When ordinary people work harder yet feel stuck, they may become more open to anti-establishment rhetoric, even if it ultimately serves the same donor class. The book connects economic pain to political radicalization, arguing that when governments fail to deliver basic economic security, cynicism replaces civic engagement. It also highlights how corporate consolidation and lobbying can narrow policy options, making reforms appear impossible and fueling apathy. Importantly, the analysis is not purely economic. It examines how inequality affects social cohesion by segregating communities, reducing upward mobility, and amplifying culture war conflicts that distract from bread and butter issues. By locating today's political instability in the lived experience of economic stress, Hartman argues for solutions that restore bargaining power, reinvest in public goods, and reduce the influence of concentrated wealth. The reader takeaway is that democracy is easier to sustain when prosperity is broadly shared and when people believe institutions exist to serve the public rather than a small, well-connected minority. Lastly, A World on the Brink and the Global Stakes, the book broadens beyond domestic politics to argue that U.S. instability reverberates globally, especially as authoritarian powers test the resilience of democratic alliances. This topic considers how elections and governance in the United States affect international credibility, security commitments, and responses to crises such as climate disruption, migration pressures, and regional conflicts. Hartman's framing suggests that when the U.S. appears internally divided and distrustful of its own institutions, adversaries may see opportunities to exploit polarization through information operations and diplomatic pressure. The analysis also emphasizes that global challenges require sustained policy competence and cooperation, which are hard to maintain in a politics defined by permanent outrage and loyalty to personalities. Climate risk is often presented as a multiplier that intensifies resource stress, disaster response needs, and geopolitical instability, raising the cost of domestic dysfunction. The topic encourages readers to see democracy not as a local preference, but as a strategic asset. Transparent governance, credible elections, and stable institutions help coordinate with allies and reassure markets and partners. Conversely, authoritarian drift can weaken alliances and undermine human rights norms. The overall message is that the stakes extend beyond partisan outcomes. The trajectory of American democracy influences whether the global order tilts toward cooperation and rule-based institutions or toward coercion, corruption, and great power brinkmanship. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who follow U.S. politics closely but want a structured, big-picture interpretation that links personality-driven headlines to deeper systems. It will also appeal to students, civic-minded professionals, and book clubs looking to discuss democracy, corruption, inequality, and the international consequences of American instability. The practical benefit is clarity by mapping how incentives, money, media, and identity reinforce one another. The reader can better evaluate claims, spot manipulative narratives, and prioritize reforms that address root causes rather than symptoms. It can also strengthen civic confidence by showing that institutional decline is not inevitable and that participation, accountability, and coalition building remain meaningful tools. Compared with similar political titles that focus mainly on a single election cycle or a narrow scandal, Hartman's approach is broader and more historical, connecting domestic power dynamics to economic structure and global risk. That makes the book worth buying for readers who want an integrated argument that explains how multiple crises converge at once and why the cost of ignoring them is so high. Even if a reader disagrees with parts of the thesis, the framework provides a rigorous way to think about democratic guardrails and what is required to protect them in a volatile era. If you would like to support Tom Hartman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.